The developer that wants to build a huge warehouse in the town of Clay passed a couple of hurdles to help the project move forward, largely based on the possibility of up to 1,000 new jobs. The Onondaga County Industrial Development Authority, or OCIDA, approved tax breaks that totaled around $65 million over 15 years. OCIDA board chair Pat Hogan argues the incentives are worth it.
Because it's 1,000 jobs, because the way this pilot agreement is structured, it actually brings more money into the community. It makes use of our location as being in the middle of the state. It says Syracuse is a place where you can put a company, you can employ people, and people can have a chance at making a good living.
A key aspect of the deal for him was Liverpool Schools and the town of Clay will get more than 20 times the tax revenue as they were receiving from the Liverpool Golf Course, the site of the project. Residents nearby have a range of concerns, from pollution to noise to traffic from trucks. Nearby resident Sue Hammond wonders if there's been enough review.
We really don't have enough information to say whether it's going to have significant impacts. What they're doing is, well, we've mitigated this, we're going to change the board, put some lights in here, we're going to put some berms up here, and that's going to take care of the problem.
At the very least, she argues, there should have been a more thorough environmental impact review. OCIDA approved an abbreviated review as lead agency on the project. County Executive Ryan McMahon has supported the project, mainly for the jobs and economic boost. And he answers detractors who worry the project won't live up to promises.
If an applicant says that they're going to have 1,000 jobs created in 2022, if they do not have those 1,000 jobs when we go and audit them, they risk losing their pilot deal and getting clawbacks on the sales tax exemptions and the mortgage relief. So the public should feel good that if the jobs aren't created, the benefits will be taken back.
He adds there are provisions that the project has to use local labor. McMahon has campaigned on using large projects as a way for low-income and impoverished individuals to improve their lives. He's running against Tony Malavenda, who supports more job training investments and getting those who need the jobs to the table when negotiating. As for the warehouse project, he worries the $30,000 jobs promised are not going to attract younger workers to the area. Developer Trammell Crowe hopes to start construction on the project by next spring, though other zoning and building plan approvals are still necessary. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.